It's a Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me. It's Pinky the Pig. It's time for our show. Thank you for listening. Today is Thoroughly Terrific 7-Minute Thursday, and I'm here with my most excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm wonderful. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm wonderful.
So what's going on, Mildred?
Well, Pinky, today we celebrate a birthday. This gentleman was born on this day. He was born on January 18th. 1882. And he lived to be 74.
Okay.
His name was A.A. Milne.
A.A. Milne. Well, sounds a little bit familiar. Does A.A. Does it have something to do with beer?
No. A.A. That stands for Alan Alexander Milne, and he's the gentleman who created Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah, I knew that name. A.A. Milne.
Right, and his son, his one and only son, his name was
Christopher Robin, because he bought him a teddy bear for Christmas, and then when he was 1 year old, and then he ended up writing a story about it.
That's right. A.L. Milne, he worked for a London newspaper called The Evening News. And he was an English author and a poet. And you're right. That's how he got his start. He wrote that book, the series of books, because he purchased that teddy bear for his one-year-old son.
Yeah, Christopher Robin. Yeah, Winnie the Pooh, he's anthropomorphic.
Oh, you remember that word.
Yes, anthropomorphic is when animals have human characteristics. Like Piggy the Pig and Mildred the Cow, you think? You know, we're talking pigs and cows, pig and cow.
Anthropomorphic.
Yeah, anthropomorphic. Just like Choya, Lady Lynette, producer Renee.
Yeah, potato, potato.
Yeah, her horse, Choya, he was anthropomorphic because he painted. He held a brush in his teeth, and he's world-famous artist. You can read about him all over the internet. Choya Chambers, C-H-O-L-L-A, very anthropomorphic, just like Winnie the Pooh.
All right, but Choya Chambers was a real horse, not a fictitious character.
Correct. But Winnie the Pooh's adorable.
Yes. Winnie the Pooh, you remember all the friends he had?
A Piglet.
Right.
And Tigger. And Eeyore. He's the donkey.
Hee-haw.
And the owl. The owl was very wise.
That's correct. And A.L. Milne was the creator. And like I said, he grew up in London. His father was the schoolmaster. And one of Alan's teachers, also a famous English writer, I'm sure he inspired him, his name, H.G. Wells.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that guy.
Right, he's a famous English writer. He's written over 50 novels, many short stories, but he's known as the king of science fiction in England.
Oh, yeah, science fiction. That's when they talk about time travel and aliens and when you're invisible.
Yeah, invisibility.
Invisibility.
Yeah, he was really into science fiction.
Yeah, it's not all so fictitious now, is it?
Well, that's a personal belief.
Yeah.
But H.G. Wells certainly inspired Alan Alexander Milne to become a writer.
Yeah, he learned a lot from him when he was just a young boy in school.
All right, and then he went on to college. He got a scholarship in mathematics.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty smart whiz of a guy if he got a scholarship for mathematics. Yeah, he learned a lot in school, and then he became a great writer.
That's correct, and he was also in the army.
Yeah.
And afterwards, he wrote something very lovely called Peace with Honor in 1934.
Yeah, nice. But Mildred, I remember a quote from one of the Winnie the Pooh books that Christopher Robin said.
Oh, well, please recite it for us, Pinky.
Okay, he said, "You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think."
Aha, braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think.
You gotta love it.
Yes. And I recall this quote from the owl.
Yeah, his name was Owl.
Yeah. And he said, "If the string breaks, then we try another piece of string."
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right.
But Mildred, I think the best quote is when Winnie the Pooh said, "Keep looking up. That's the secret of life."
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
Yes, Pinky, and these quotes are still so relevant today. And the first book of Winnie the Pooh goes back to 1926.
1926, yeah. But then it went on to all the whole movies and the Disney and all the merchandise and Winnie the Pooh.
Correct. All right, Pinky, we have time for one more quote here from A.L. Milne, who said, "The things that make me different are the things that make me, me."
Yeah, I can relate to that. The things that make me different are the things that make me, me.
Yes.
Okay, well, happy birthday, A.A. Milne. And we'll talk soon, Mildred.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.